What's good? This is Talorian.
And this is Timothy.
And we are the TNT Podcast.
Yes, sir. Make sure y'all follow our podcast Instagram page at TNT Podcast for all of our content. You can also listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and make sure y'all subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. All links will be in the description. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are back with another album review. This is the TNT Podcast. This is one half of the TNT Podcast, Talorian. And I got my brother here with me.
Yes, sir. This is Timothy, other half of the TNT Podcast. And we are back with another album review, as my brother said. Let's get to it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What we got today?
Man, so we got Future and Metro Boomin, man.
We don't trust you.
We don't trust you.
Yeah, man, Future, anytime Future and Metro Boomin get together, they make magic.
They do.
They make magic together. This project, I don't think we knew too much about it, before it came out. We heard some talks about it.
Yes, I did. Because I heard about it, seemed like a year ago, but then it kind of faded out of my mind because I was hearing Future and Metro Boomin, and then I was hearing JID and Metro Boomin, and then they were just like, it's in the works, but it was just not.
Yeah, I feel like I always hear that Future and Metro Boomin are making music together. I don't remember hearing anything about them dropping an album together, anytime soon.
Yeah.
I just heard that they were always making music together. But I mean, I guess it makes sense since Metro Boomin just dropped his Heroes and Villains album. Mm-hmm. Which got a lot of talk.
It was nominated for a Grammy, so you know it did something.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so
Metro Boomin been on one, man.
Yeah, man. Metro Boomin been doing his thing, bro. Like James Blake been working with him, and he did the some song. I don't know if he did the whole album, but he did the last Spider-Man movie, the animated joint.
Yeah.
So he did some songs on there, and But yeah, man, let's get to this album, bro.
We don't trust you.
First off, what was your first thoughts or when you played it?
When I first saw that we were getting this album, I was just like, I already know this is fixing to be great because Future and Metro Boomin together, we already it's been documented that they are great. They have great chemistry together. We got What a Time to Be Alive back in 2015. Whether you like that album or not, I think Future and Metro Boomin were great on that project together.
Yep.
And so I knew that this album was going to be good. I really knew that this album was going to be good. Mm-hmm. But when I played it, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's better than
it's amazing.
That was my reaction. It was better than I even thought it was going to sound. I knew it was going to sound good, but it was better than I thought it was going to sound. And then
it's amazing.
You know, we got that famous Like That.
Yep, you know, we got the Like That joint on there.
Drinking in. Yeah, we got to talk about these features on this project, man.
Yeah, it's a few people that linked up, man. Yeah, few people that linked up to go against the boy.
So you know, we got The Weeknd on the joint, you know.
He put together a super team.
Yeah.
An artist on here.
Yeah, you know, we got The Weeknd, we got, you know, Travis. We got, you know, Rick Ross, you know what I'm saying? So
people that were cool and in that Drake circle.
Yeah.
So, that are no longer there.
So this is making me wonder, what was it that Drake did for Metro Boomin to get people that worked with Drake that are now against Drake to be on his album?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even really know what the thing is with Metro Boomin and Drake, where it stemmed from. I remember Drake being on that live and he was talking about tweeters and deleters. I think, you know what? I think Metro Boomin had tweeted one time. Oh, it was, I think it was because Drake's album was on the charts for so long. Mm-hmm. I think something to that effect. I think Metro Boomin had tweeted something about it. I don't remember. I don't pay attention to a lot of these things anymore, like how I used to when it's like social media back and forth. I don't really care.
Same.
So I remember Metro Boomin tweeting something, and then Drake did the live where he said, "You tweeters and deleters," and then we get this. And I don't know. I don't know if something else happened behind the scenes because this right here, Metro Boomin was like, "Oh no! It's wartime. It's time for war." And, you know, the situation with Drake and Future is even crazy. Because we didn't know about that. We were talking about that when Jonathan was over here the other day. Shout out to Jonathan. Shout out and to we were talking about that More M's record. The More M's on...
Oh, yeah.
On the joint with 21 Savage. And that was always my favorite song on that album.
Yeah.
It was my favorite song on that album because I just like the way... I like how mellow the beat is. And I think both of them just sounded great over that beat.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But anytime the verse that Drake spit would play... I would always be like, who is he talking about in this verse? I could never connect the line when he was saying, you know, you got your arm, you got your arm around me, we're jumping around on stages together. And what happened to that man from OVO? We traded him. I always was like, who is he talking about? Yeah. Who is on OVO? He can't be talking about The Weeknd.
Yeah.
Cause, you know, I don't they don't really have any. Like, over the past few years, they don't have too many interactions together
at anymore. At all.
So I think it's clear, like, where they stand, which is why The Weeknd is on this album.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't. I think it's not having Drake and Future together is a sad day because that's the end of an era.
Yes, it's definitely an end of an era because it's multiple songs. And then, you know, What a Time to Be Alive. And, yeah, shoot, man, it's just. They would make good songs together.
Yeah.
But now it's like this thing got so
cuz
insane.
On the opening song, Future was talking to Drake. Yeah. Like that last verse on there, you know, he was talking to him. And you know, there's a lot of rumors going around that it was because of a girl, it was because of an Instagram model, and the Instagram model that they were talking about actually came out and said, "This is not about me," which, you know, who knows if she's telling the truth or not. But what could it have possibly been? Me personally, I don't know. Maybe I just think it was like what we were saying in that last episode. Like, I didn't know that If Young Metro Don't Trust You was a literal term, because I think if Drake has a problem with Metro Boomin, you now have a problem with all the people that, you know, Metro Boomin is cool with. And I think that Future, part of his ascension to being, and you know, we really have to talk about how Future could have been on the Mount Rushmore of the 2010s to the 2020s.
You know what? I was wondering. I thought about that one day.
Talked
about that.
If I remember correctly, we put Migos there, but I think you could put Migos or Future there if you want me to be honest with you. I think Future may have had the longer run because, you know, Migos is pretty much over. So I'm not mad at Future being there. But yeah, man, I think this album. This album is some of Metro Boomin's best production.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Some of the best beats that I've heard Future rap over. I'm going to play a part of Young Metro because the way he came in on this is nuts.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's the type of Future I like to hear, though.
Come on, yo.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
he was on that whole just gliding.
Yeah. Like, because, you know, there's been a couple Future projects, so I'd be like, oh, this is cool. But he was in his bag on this one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was like, Metro, me and Metro making a record together, an album together. I got to get right.
Yep, it's usually legendary.
The Weeknd was on that song, and when I watched the video to Young Metro, The Weeknd being in the video, that kind of let me know which side The Weeknd has chose.
Listen, bro.
The Weeknd chose.
When a nigga is when he's physically there.
Yeah.
In the flesh.
And he let Metro Boomin wear the XO chain.
Oh, nigga.
So I think we know which side The Weeknd has chosen.
That's different.
Young Metro don't trust you, I'm going to shoot you. And see, when I say it's a literal term, I don't mean that somebody's going to come up to you and shoot you. I'm talking about you're going to get shot at in verses. Yeah. And we're going to get your people, you know what I'm saying, to come do music with us. We getting them to come over here. Come and make hits with us. Because, you know, the thing that is probably making Drake lose sleep at night is this album went number one. The first week numbers were amazing for it.
Oh, it was.
It was like 275.
Didn't he hit like gold already?
Yeah. The first week numbers, it was like 275 first week. So they dropped a hit album dissing
that fast.
The biggest rapper in there. And, you know, I mean, it could be a thing. It could be how people say, you know, it only did those numbers because you dissing. Whatever. It's like what we were saying before. Hip hop is a competitive sport.
It did numbers. It did numbers.
Yeah.
If it did numbers, it did numbers.
I'm rocking with you on that one.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't really debate it. Was there any tracks on here that just kind of just stood out to you? Like, where you was just like, yeah, this is one of them ones.
Magic Don Juan. The Princess. The Princess.
That. I love that one.
The Princess Diamonds. Where they're saying
I think
the Princess
I think I played that one back like multiple times.
These Princess Diamonds ain't cheap. Put up your fucking mortgage.
Yeah, that
was, that's hard. That's rich nigga talk. I don't know nothing about that, but yeah. put up your mortgage is crazy.
Yeah, that's
you're gonna have to go get a line of credit to purchase these diamonds. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a different type of talking.
I like that song because the way the beat switches whenever he goes into that and he has the girl talking, put up your mortgage, that, yo.
I think that Cinderella joint go crazy.
Cinderella. Oh, yeah.
I thought that joint went.
Yeah, crazy. I'm rocking with that. I'm rocking with all the songs that Travis is on. So Type Shit, the Cinderella song.
Yes, bro.
I'm rocking with all the songs that Travis is on, which Travis also chose a side.
Travis is that nigga, man.
Chose a side. And I saw the clip where Drake was performing at his show and he has the Travis Scott head.
Mm-hmm.
He has that for his show for when he performs the songs that he has with Travis Scott. But mm-hmm. the last one that he did, he was like shooting a gun at it. So
here we go.
That's done.
So that's over with. So that means Travis and Drake are.
Yep. That relationship's done. Yep. No, we're not getting no more. And think about all of the great songs that we got from them too, which is really just
like
two songs.
Like
really.
A light.
Yeah, that's one of those ones.
Yeah, that joint would hit anywhere I was at.
Oh yeah.
Party, wedding, club, bar.
Type Shit. I like Type Shit, man. I just I don't know how to feel about Playboi Carti yet. Like
Playboi Carti for me is hit or miss.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. I like that.
He hit or miss for me.
I like that.
I either really like him on a song or I don't like him.
I like that. I like that.
I don't think I liked him on that one, on this song.
I liked him on Carnival. I thought
he
Carnival
snapped on that.
I thought Carnival was cool.
He's back and forth for me. Like,
yeah,
there's something about when this nigga's with Kanye, he's just another nigga.
Yeah,
like that's everybody. Know, I don't know. I'm gonna say this forever. This nigga Kanye, like he elevates niggas' rhymes or something. Niggas be turning into lyricists. I don't know how it happens. It might be when he just be like, go in there and rewrite it or something. I don't know. Just
yeah. Magic Don Juan was the one that you had asked me if there was any joint. So the other one is Everyday Hustle with Rick Ross.
I love that joint.
The beat on there is ridiculous, and I was glad to hear Future rap over that. Let me play that real quick, because the beat on that joint is...
You're really naming off the ones I play the most.
Yeah.
I love music that sound like this.
This is when Rick Ross is. This is Rick Ross.
When he's in this bag, he a top lyricist.
Yeah. Every day hustle like William, I'm charging the chicken just for the rest. Yeah. I get in that kitchen, I cook all the work.
Rick Ross chose the side.
Go out and get it.
Another one.
Yeah, that instrumental that they rapped over is hard.
That's another one.
But yeah, Rick Ross chose a side. I don't really understand that. I don't understand that.
What happened between that?
I don't understand that one. I don't know where.
But then again, did he really choose a side?
I think he did. I think he chose a side. I think he chose a side whenever he put that clip up of him riding around listening to Like That. That's when he chose a side.
Oh, I do remember seeing that clip.
That's when he chose a side.
I only say that because you remember the feud, you know, the feud that like Wayne and Push had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ross had joined with Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Then you know he has a couple joints with Push. So I guess, but then yeah, that actually kind of confirms.
Well, Ross had a song on
both of them.
Port of Miami 2, I think it was.
With both of them,
both of them were supposed to be on it, but Pusha T was dissing Drake. So Ross removed the verse.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want Pusha T to be dissing Drake on a song with Wayne.
Yeah.
So he took the verse off, which I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Like, but in this situation, it does look like he chose a side because, yeah, I did see that video.
But that's because Drake, after Drake found out that Ross was on this album, Ross unfollowed Drake. So that was the first thing that happened. Ross unfollowed Drake on Instagram, which is so funny. In our generation, unfollowing someone should not be a form of disrespect. Like, I'm just going to keep it a buck. Like,
it's weird that that's the era
that we're in. Yeah, that's scary. It's scary. So that happened. And then there was a thing that came out that said that Drake invited Rick Ross's baby mother to one of his shows.
Ah, here we go, bro.
So then the clip came out of Rick Ross driving, listening to Like That. So whenever Rick Ross was driving in the car, listening to the diss, that's when I said, okay, Drake, Ross is choosing.
So, like, so I, if I was Rick Ross, I would do the same thing, too. Like, Drake be really doing some disrespectful stuff.
No, he does. That's why they hate him. That's why they hate him.
Like, that's why they probably wouldn't be friends with a nigga that did something like that, like, either. Like,
listen.
That's crazy.
We were talking the other day in the car. That's crazy. Whenever Drake's allegations come.
Oh.
And I'm not saying they're coming soon. They're not coming. I don't think they're coming soon because Diddy's allegations came, you know, 20 years after the fact. You know what I'm saying? 20 so,
years later.
Yeah, I'm thinking later on down the line, Drake. Anyway. So, Rick Ross chose a side. I don't understand what that issue is because they've made so many classic records together. We have so many classic Drake and Ross records.
When they are together, it's undeniably great.
Yeah.
Undeniably great.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I agree. That was sad to see.
Damn, real sad to see. All of these broken relationships, bro.
Which record? It was Seen It All where they rapped over the Mobb Deep sample. The Quiet Storm. That was...
Oh, that was fire.
Yeah, that was crazy. I like that joint. I'm going to play a part of that, too.
I like that joint. Yeah.
It's Seen It All.
Okay, I thought so. Back, I rock these platinum chains. She give it to a third nigga. That's my claim to fame. Chanel body suit. When it rained,
you
show for the under the stars. You can forget how you was living.
Yeah, I was about to say because I don't remember.
I think it was Seen It All.
I don't remember the song starting off that way.
Yeah,
I don't remember that at all. But yeah, no, that sample was hard.
Yeah.
They did right with that. And then when it gets to like after Cinderella, Running Out of Time, Fried, She a Vibe, Ain't No Love, those are like the radio stuff. Yeah. So I skip past those three songs.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of this album,
it's pretty good.
I'm rolling. I think that, you know, it's your typical Future talking about drugs,
same
trap,
same formula,
and all of that. So
same formula. It ain't nothing.
It's not a super deep dive.
Yeah. It's same formula, but you know, doing it on some Metro stuff, so it sounds better than normal.
Yeah, because Future definitely sounds like, you know, he's different when he gets.
Yeah, it's just in another bag. It's like he does his same formula, but in another bag with Metro Boomin.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So. Yeah, overall, man, I enjoy the album. I enjoy the album. Like That is still making noise there.
It is.
I think I have to salute to Metro Boomin, Future, and Kendrick Lamar because a lot of people are saying Kendrick Lamar needed them to be able to diss them. And I don't agree with that because I think that they went the right route to get Drake's attention.
Mm-hmm.
They made a hit. Yep. They put a diss on a hit record. And that song is playing in the club. That song, they spin that song 100 miles per hour on the radio.
Yeah.
I heard it like 10 times the day after it dropped on the radio.
I did too.
And that's telling too. That's telling too. Like the fact that, if you want me to be honest with you, this might be a hot take. But I think, no, this is not a hot take. I think people are just tired of Drake being on top. I think people are sick and tired of Drake's run.
Yeah. And it's kind of weird because I'll play a random song on Spotify. And for some reason, the song leads it back to Like That. It's almost like it's in the algorithm of Spotify.
Yeah, it's an algorithm.
I was like, dang, how much are people playing this song? Because it keeps jumping into my play. Like the I don't even go for the song, and it just jumps in. Like I'll play a song with just two other people on it, and in some way somehow it jumps back into the algorithm.
Yeah,
I'm like, geez, bro, like.
They did it.
Is doing some type of numbers.
No, they executed well. They did what they needed to do with that record. That record is doing what it should be doing.
Yeah.
And I think, yes, when this album dropped, I know for a fact that Drake was upset and was pissed. And, you know, when I was saying that I was annoyed at the fact that Kendrick dropped it while he was on tour, that's part of the reason why, because I just feel like, I'm not saying that Drake is not calculated enough. I'm not saying that he's not going to respond. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that dissing somebody on tour is the oldest trick in the book. I remember when Mace dissed Cam'ron when Cam was on tour and the Oracle came out, and then Cam came back with his diss, and it sounded like it wasn't mixed right. Like it didn't get mixed right. He probably didn't have the right engineer in the studio at the time. And it's funny because I think he did an interview and he said when he heard the Oracle, he was here. He was doing a show here at Trees in Dallas.
That's correct.
So whatever studio he went to failed him because his response, it didn't come out the way, but it was because he was on tour though. It's the oldest trick in the book. This is somebody on tour is the oldest trick in the book.
Yeah.
In hip hop.
Yeah, yeah. That's what ends up happening, it seems like.
Yeah.
But it looks like all of Drake's, well, not all of them, but a few of Drake's enemies are on one album. That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Which, yeah, the Rick Ross thing, I'm still mind blown by that. Travis Scott. I don't know, man. Drake out here doing shit behind the scenes.
Hey, man.
You're doing shit behind the scenes. But no, overall, man, I like this album. This album, to me, it's going to be in rotation.
Yep. I think play value for me.
This is the best Future album since...
It's been a while, yeah.
Ooh. Well, no. I never liked you was good. I never liked you was really good. And that was 2022. So he's been on a run.
Yeah.
He's been on a run, disappearing and then coming back. But before that... It was looking a little.
Yeah, yeah. Because I remember we had talked about that High Off Life album.
Yeah.
And that wasn't. It was a couple songs that were good, but it was like. Same old. But nah, this joint, he used the same formula, but more elevated.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it was with Metro Boomin. So, yeah.
I'm rolling.
Kudos to y'all. I'm playing it. I'm rocking with it.
I'm rolling. This definitely has a few songs on here that's going to make our year-end playlist
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah, the joints that really stand out to me is probably that Magic Don Juan, the Cinderella joint, the Everyday Hustle, the...
Seen It All, definitely.
Seen It All is there.
That yep. Mobb Deep that, sample.
Yep. And it's like you got to come correct when you're using a Mobb Deep or any type of sample like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. It's really only out of 17 songs, I'll get rid of maybe two or three. So yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good to me.
That's a good enough album.
I'll take it.
Yeah. If it's on like two or three songs, I'm just like, eh.
Yeah, man.
That's enough songs for me. 14, 15 out of 17 songs. This is good enough for me. So yeah, I'm rocking with it. I rocks with it.
Shout out to Future and Metro Boomin, man. We don't trust you. If y'all haven't checked the album out, which I'm sure you have, it made a lot of noise. Definitely tap in.
Yes, sir.
It's a dope project. And yeah.
Yes, sir. And shoot, that's all I got on this. It was good to me.
Yeah.
Great.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank y'all for pulling up to another edition to the album review TNT Podcast. Peace and love. We love y'all so much. Deuces.
Get out of here.